At 1037thebuzz.com.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at chenal.com.
All right, welcome back. It is 10:51. A brief but very fun segment, I think, coming up here. Matty T has been left to his own devices. He did a little research last night, Wally. Apparently, U.S. Airways, in order to try to get some of the negative stink off of him over the tweet gone awry.
I don't like that wording on that one.
That was actually unintentional. Yeah. He has actually gone online and looked for some bargains that U.S. Airways has put out to try to attract new passengers.
These are official.
Yes, and I have a follow-up story as we learn to fly here. U.S. Airways is not going to fire the person that sent the pornographic tweet that made the news rounds the last couple of days because it was, quote, an honest mistake. This has got to be a first.
Hey, there's nothing more honest about that tweet, I got to tell you.
Not one head is going to roll over this deal. In case you somehow missed it, there was a very graphic tweet that was sent out to a customer who had complained, and a spokesman apologized again and said the mistake was made by somebody on the company's social media team. No, they will not be fired. He says it was an honest mistake. I just don't even know how that photo gets in the pool of photos.
Somebody tweeted that to you. Somebody sent a tweet that said something dumb like, hey, I found the plane or something like that. And they attached that photo and they tweeted it to at U.S. Airways. So it was already tweeted to them and somehow possibly maybe through replies and retweets and quote tweets and sends, somehow maybe that link had gotten attached to a reply.
Somebody should have gotten fired.
What I could see happen, I was reading Deadspin, you could see how they may have tried to forward that email. It's email, you know how you can forward tweets in email form. And somehow, like I said, that link got copied, and when they tried to reply to the poor old girl who didn't have a good time on her spring break, it was actually attached to that.
You think she had a bad time? You see the chick in the picture? Oh! Hey, Matty T, let's get to it. What kind of bargains have you found that
Well, to make up for the offensive tweet, here's five things U.S. Airways is offering customers to make up for it. The first offer is all kids flying will get a free small replica toy plane.
Hey!
Oh, that's nice.
That's a fine idea. I hope
it wasn't just kids. I hope they give us some adults, too.
Yes, apparently this comes with a set of instructions so the kids know where it's okay to place said planes.
Woo.
At home. All right.
All flights will now offer more leg room, you know, so you can really spread out.
Good move. I like that. That's an excellent response.
All flights will offer a complimentary beverage to keep everyone's throats nice and moist.
All right.
Don't want to dry out. Now, passengers on longer flights that offer meals will now be able to choose from the newly added seafood options that include clams and tuna fish sandwiches.
And last but not least.
And finally, I think this is the best deal that they've worked out. If you go and book your flight online with promo code COCKPIT, U.S. Airways will now offer majority discounts on international flights and minority deals on domestic flights.
I think some of those made it through the censor, although they were censored. Anyway, let's move on. Lee, hello.
Matty T.
Hello.
What's
hey,
up?
How you guys doing?
Lee, my friend, how are you?
Hey, it's good old Lee.
I'm sorry I missed your guest, man, because I had some questions for him. I wanted to know if you know anything about razorology and, you know, straight razorology and brickology. You know, for instance, we used to throw a brick that's so good, we could put it in your back pocket 30 yards if you were standing facing.
What are you talking
did
about?
Just say Chinese stars for people?
Well, he's talking about self-defense stuff, you know, like karate or black belt. Was this guy in the martial arts?
Yes, taekwondo.
Well, see, what I'm talking about a different martial art in a different place, a different time, you know, like brick throwing. You know, we had a great...
Grape throwing?
No, you brick throwing.
Put a brick in your back pocket, man, at 30 yards. We had a razor, man, that come up out of your pocket by itself, you know. Cut a guy everywhere but under his feet, man, in 2 seconds. And when he turned around to run, I cut him there, too.
That's some old, hard Scrabble streets you used to come from there, Lee.
Well, that's razor Roddy. And then we, you know, Freakology. And I tried boxing, but I wasn't any good at that, you know.
Yeah.
I was tough at boxing, man.
Did you have a strong chin?
No, it was wet paper sack.
All right.
I got hit with the guy. He hit me with his Monday punch Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then he hit me with the Sunday. And by that time, I was staggering around. I didn't know where I was. And they called me to my corner and say, "Look, champ, say, don't play with the guy like that. Say, get on in there. You got the stuff and knock him out. Say, he ain't laid a glove on you yet." I said, "You hear me?" He's on. I said, "Well, you better watch that referee because somebody in there is killing me." I'm sorry. I shouldn't be telling this.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Lee.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Yeah, I think he hit me with the kitchen sink, too, with pots and pans in it.
That happens. I hate that. All right, man. Appreciate it.
I really like that call for some reason.
I love Lee. I still don't know what he was talking about. Ken says, larger NFL rosters mean lower average team salaries. Aren't NFL rosters all the same size?
Larger NFL roster.
We were talking about salaries earlier.
Lower average. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure an NFL team is going to keep as much as they can.
Billy says, once you get a black belt, does it stay with you forever, or are there takeaway rules? I think you get to keep it forever. I'm not positive on that.
You get to take it to heaven if you want.
Yes.
What if it starts to get worn out? Can you get a new one?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Or if you put on a bunch of weight, Matt, and you may
yeah,
get
I just
a
need a
one.
Bigger size.
Yeah, nobody likes a tubby black belt. Lynn says, Justin, I noticed Pat Still's not listed as one of the show hosts for The Zone on the 103.7 The Buzz website.
That's intentional.
Does that mean he's still in a trial period? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that.
Trying them out.
Our website's in a trial period, and it's quite a mess right now, actually, and we're working on it. It's in.
Hey, it's only 2014, man. We don't have to update our website. I mean, think about it.
The internet's
still
new. There's
so many difficult things to do.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that need to be done with the website. Admittedly, we have a lot of work to do in that regard. And yes, those discussions have been had, and as soon as we get that worked out, we'll be updating.
Hey,
yes,
don't worry about it.
Your trial period's almost over. Don't worry.
Don't.